Ganadora del premio Mejor Nueva Artista del Grammy 2013, Gaby Moreno, cantante, guitarrista y compositora de Guatemala, viviendo en Los Ángeles, su voz puede endulzar el corazón sin empalagarlo. Su tono vibra y se aterciopela meciéndolo en un soul o en un blues. Su presencia se lanza y se potencia en composiciones del rock y rápidamente su timbre se puede aquietar y apasionar en clásicas piezas del cancionero latinoamericano. Best New Artist Grammy Award Winner 2013, Los Angeles-based singer and songwriter Guatemalan Gaby Moreno seduces audiences with an amazing vocal versatility. From blues and jazz to the most beloved Latin American songs, she can grab your heart, singing in Spanish or in English while strumming her guitar. Bienvenida, Gaby, a nuestro programa de hoy. Welcome, Gaby Moreno, to our show today.
Thank you so much.
Gracias.
So excited.
Thank you so much for giving us the time to K&M and to our listeners of Raices.
Yeah.
We are looking forward to your concert tonight. So, wow.
Me too. Very much so.
Yes.
So happy to be here again.
You have been last year, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you were here with my band last year, and I just remember it was such an incredible show, and you know, we were hoping to come back soon. So
yeah, and this time is exclusively you.
Yeah, exactly.
I was wondering through your, como se dice en español, un pajarito me contó.
Sí.
In this case, is a bird that told me through internet
yeah.
that you were really impressed when you came first here in the U.S. I think you were 13 years old
mm-hmm.
when you came to New York.
Yeah.
And something really impressed you so much that made you come back
mm-hmm.
to the U.S. and link to jazz. And what was that really struck you the most?
Well, it was the very first time that I heard like real blues music and real jazz music. I was in New York and I was walking, you know, down the streets and heard just this woman singing. She was just, you know, busking essentially, but her voice was just so strong, and I could definitely hear the soul, you know, coming out of that voice, and in a way that I had never been exposed to growing up in Guatemala. So it really struck me, and I said, this is the music that I want to, you know, study more and delve into more. And years later, I just found a way to come back. After I finished high school in Guatemala, I said, okay, I have to find a way to come back here to the States and find some opportunities and, you know, just really absorb all that music.
There is some female singer in this field that helped you to find your own voice or to tune your own soul?
Many, yeah. Many, many female singers.
Saying female singers, maybe not. Maybe it's
no, I was also male and guitarists as well.
Mm-hmm.
The very first singers that I heard were Coco Taylor and, of course, Aretha Franklin and Ella Fitzgerald and Nina Simone. And then when I came here, of course, I discovered new ones that I hadn't listened. And I'm still discovering new singers, you know, every time I go to a record store or somebody recommends someone. It's just, I love music. I love old music a lot. I buy a lot of vinyl, old vinyls.
You have a long and big vinyl collections, isn't it?
Yeah, I do.
So may I ask you, let's say you are in this place where you have all this vinyl collection.
Yeah.
And you have to flee from the place very, very urgently.
Okay.
You can grab one of those.
One record. Oh my goodness.
Which one would you?
It would probably be somewhere in the soul section or the gospel section. I would probably grab something by the Staple Singers.
Wow.
I just love them so much. And yeah.
There is my favorite songs of yours is Amapola.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to share that, but I have the feeling that there is some story back to that song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
We're going to share the song first.
Okay.
How about that?
And then I'll tell the story.
Yeah, let's... Yeah, and then you tell the story to our listeners.
Sure.
How about that?
Yeah,
this is Amapola by Gaby Moreno. She'll be tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
En los hierros de tu reja, de amor, escuché la triste queja.
And you were listening Amapola by Gaby Moreno from her album Postales. Oh, is this from Postales? Or is it still unknown?
Still the unknown, yeah.
Still the unknown?
My very first album.
Uh-huh. And in that album, you were switching songs from English to Spanish, mm-hmm. but I was this Amapola was the one that struck me the most when I first was approaching to your music.
Yeah.
What made you choose this Amapola song in this album?
Well, I know that I wanted to include something traditional, something that talked about a little bit about my roots. And in digging some of this old music, I decided that I wanted to include Amapola because, well, it's a very special song for me. I was first introduced to the song by my grandma. My grandmother used to sing the song to me when I was like 6-7 years old, and I think it was probably the first, you know, one of the first songs that I learned how to sing, or that I learned all the words to. And I just knew that it would be very special to include it on my first album.
Yeah, we can feel your soul there.
And then I had my friend David Garza come join me, and he played the piano so beautifully. He also sings it a little bit at the end.
Yeah,
kind of
I was wondering
voice.
Who was that.
Yeah, that's him. And it was so great because we recorded it in the home of our dear friends Jennifer Condos and Jay Barrows, who produced the album, actually. He's an incredible drummer, and his girlfriend Jennifer Condos is an incredible bass player, and they just opened the doors to their home, and we recorded that song, well, really the whole album. But the song was done just there at the piano. I was sitting next to David. The fire was going. It just had this beautiful ambience in, you know, an atmosphere. You can kind of hear the fire in the background, too, mm-hmm. crackling.
Yeah, it's a very intimate
it's
atmosphere.
It's very, very intimate. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, it was a very, very special moment.
In that, our show is, the name of our show is Raices,
yeah.
and you were talking about roots, and this is a collective, a Latino collective that brings this music, 9 hours of music every week,
yeah.
and you have this other song, which is El Sombrerón.
Yeah, exactly.
And El Sombrerón looks also like a song that we can share regarding some roots.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a little bit of it.
Okay.
And then you might... Can we share the legend that it's on the back of the song?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to share El Sombrerón of this album Postales by Gaby Moreno. And we'll talk a little bit more with her about the stories that are around this big, big hut. Y estamos escuchando esta canción que es El Sombrerón, y aquí estamos con Gaby Moreno, que estará cantando esta noche en el Centro Nacional de Cultura Hispana en Albuquerque, ubicado en la calle 4 y la intersección con la avenida con el Boulevard César Chávez a las 7:30. And Gaby, this El Sombrerón song has a particular legend or folk tale. I'm not sure. Is it a Guatemalan folk tale that is on this song? What is it about?
It is. So, you know how people are very familiar with the legend of La Llorona.
Yeah, right. That's more popular here than El Sombrerón.
Yeah, I think it's from Mexico, but we also have La Llorona in Guatemala. But I think El Sombrerón, it comes from Guatemala. So it talks about this little man with a big hat, and he plays his guitar, and he goes and he loves to serenade women at night. He kind of crawls, into their windows, and He's very particular with the women that he chooses to serenade. They have to have long hair because he loves to braid their hairs.
Uh-oh.
It's very creepy. And so he sings these love songs to them, casts a spell on them essentially, and then they, fall madly in love with him, but literally madly, like they go crazy. Because then, some nights he just doesn't show up, and these women just are said to go so crazy that that their mothers or grandmothers throw them in the nut house or something like that, and then they die of love.
Oh, it's like a Romeo and Julieta's story, something like that.
But a scary Romeo and Julieta.
In this, you have lots of songs that are blues, and how does the blues sound in Spanish?
That's a good question. I actually refrained from doing it for a very long time because I just thought it sounded kind of funny. And I just didn't think it was very authentic, of course. I was writing, especially my first two albums, I was writing more the blues-influenced songs in English and the ballads and folky songs in Spanish. But then for Postales, since the whole record is in Spanish, I kind of had to force myself to just go for it. Just try and write a blues influence song in Spanish. Sorry, and it worked. I guess. I mean, I think it's the same. I put the same passion that I do when I sing it in English. I think it translates well. I mean, people who don't speak the language tell me that they can feel the soul, and so. I guess it works.
So you can create in different languages depending on what's the genre that it's on the back of that melody that comes to you?
Yeah. I think, honestly, I think language is just secondary. What should come through there is, the music and the passion for it.
How about sharing Ave Que Emigra?
Ave Que Emigra, yeah. That song I wrote to sort of tell my story of how I left my country, Guatemala, many years ago and came here to the States with a dream of making music. And I also wrote it at the same time when all the, the reform, the immigration reform issues were happening in Arizona. So it has a little bit of that too in there, thinking about all my, brothers and sisters that are here in this country, struggling, and it's just dedicated to all the people that are honest people and hard workers that come to this country with, with dreams, just like anybody else.
And you're listening to Gaby Moreno. She'll be performing this afternoon in the National Hispanic Cultural Center located in the intersection of 4th Street and Cesar Chavez Boulevard here in Albuquerque tonight at 7:30 p.m. And there is one other question that might sound like light. But I am guessing, I'm wondering, why do you dress in the way you dress in the stages? You have that kind of 30s, 40s dresses. Oh, is Anna, it looks many times that is your own choice, your own design, or that's what I'm guessing. Why are you choosing that kind of dress? Is some love for slowness, para la lentitud? ¿Qué es lo que más te atrae?
Well, I don't know. I just always, I've loved, of course, that style and the fashion from the 1930s and 20s, you know, like the flapper dresses. And I try to change it up a little bit. I don't always wear dresses. Although one time I was wearing pants and I think my manager said, like, that's so weird. That's not you. But I do love dresses, you know, just try to keep it elegant. Uh-huh. Kind of goes with the music a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Not playing a rock show, so.
Yeah. And what our listeners can expect today? Who are accompanying you tonight this evening to the concert? Do you have any surprises? You can't just announce if you'll have some surprise for today's concert.
Well, so my band is coming to play with me. They flew in from LA. I was just on tour in Europe, so I just arrived from Berlin yesterday. So we're excited because we haven't played together, you know, as a band in a very long time, and we're excited to finally, you know, play some of these new songs that I'm working on a new album that's coming out next year. So we're going to be playing a few of the new songs and some of the old stuff, like what you just heard right now. Mm-hmm. And also I will be playing a few Christmas songs because I released a Christmas album last year.
We're going to share something during the show.
Yeah. And the record is mainly Christmas songs that are traditionally from Latin America. It's songs that I grew up singing in church during Christmas. And one of my favorites, like Peces en el Río and mm-hmm. Burrito Sabanero, which is, there's songs that everybody in Latin America knows.
Yeah.
And they're really fun. And so, yeah, I'm excited to play those.
So thank you so much, Gaby. We look forward to know what's going on in this concert tonight in the National Hispanic Cultural Center. And if you want more information, just can go to the National Hispanic Cultural Center, which is this concert is presented in partnership with Avocado Artist. Muchas gracias, Gaby, por venir a nuestro programa y por compartir tus experiencias con nuestra audiencia.
Gracias por tenerme. Ha sido un gusto.
Y un placer para nosotros.
Muchas gracias.